Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the show that gives you the resources, the information, and the insights to live your best life at any age. So get out there, kids, and make it happen.
We are trending, and that is because, unfortunately, of coronavirus. I will have to tell you that because we are now the vulnerable population, we're getting all kinds of attention in the news. Let's hope we could keep it up when corona is gone. And make good out of this lemon. We'll make a little bit of lemonade. The White House press correspondents called me to see what information I needed to know for you.
But here's the kicker. One of five Americans will be age 65 or older by 2040, which makes us an enormous voting bloc. And if we vote the right way together, we actually do make a change in this country as never before.
You may think that I'm full of it.
You begin your book, I Just Want This Done, in a strange way. You begin your book with reconciliation. People who have been married this long, do you feel that if it's been a wrong marriage for all these years and they've stuck to it, they have a better or worse chance to reconcile? Because you have a divorce book that starts with staying together.
Da, 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 da.
When gay rights, it's pretty juicy. Sexuality is still a taboo. They used to say people will tell you all about their sex life, but not about their money. Well, as you get older, it goes the other way. Everybody's talking about their social security, but they won't tell you a thing about their sex life. Part of ageism is to say, well, the sex drive gets less and less as you age. That's another piece of baloney and myth about aging.
Da, 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 da.
The Physicians Foundation 2020 survey of American physicians, they wanted to look at the impact of COVID-19 on physician well-being, and they found that nearly one in four physicians, 22%, know another doctor who actually committed suicide. And the majority, 58%, said that they were personally burned out. You don't want to hear that about your physician, and maybe that's why physicians are under more pressure than most people, because they have to be perfect.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction. Thank you for bringing me here and for bringing attention to this really important issue, because the way you said it was just so perfect, that doctors are human too.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
The Global Wellness Summit just came out with their biggest trend for the next 5 years. It is telehealth, meaning that you're not going to see your doctor. You're going to see your doctor on the screen. And telewellness, which means using apps to measure your own blood pressure, heart rates, and so on. Jeff and I are going to be talking about whether it will.
He's a former governor of the great state of New York. His name is David Paterson, but he is also an author. Governor Paterson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Adrienne. It's very exciting to be on your show. I'm more used to listening to you over the years.
We're going to talk to you about a little bit about the scandal when we come back. Yes, I said scandal, folks.
Fortunate, I call them all up, and who calls back first but United States Senator Hillary Clinton?
Uh-oh.
How do you explain another sex scandal to Hillary Clinton?
As we get this COVID thing lifted a bit, I'll say what I usually say. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate.